So now it's over to Pam, who's going to review the year for us and tell us what Cedar has been up to. Pam Alexander.
Thank you very much, Jim. And good morning, everybody, and welcome. As Jim has said, it's been a turbulent 18 months for world markets, and we in the Southeast haven't escaped the impact. The combination of banking crisis, property collapse, and world trade recession has been toxic. But we've had successes too, and it's been important to be realistic, not pessimistic. What businesses have been asking for many months now, is more, not less, confidence to help markets to recover, and the framework within which they can drive their own success. Jim has been a big part of driving that positive approach with his energy, enthusiasm, and commitment, and I'd like to thank him for all that he's done to help Cedar to be brave and more entrepreneurial in our work, and the great results that he personally has achieved for the region through that energy and commitment to the locomotive of the UK economy. And I know that the South East will not be losing his dedication, although Cedar may be seeing a lot less of him. May I add my welcome to our new chairman, Rob Douglas, who took up the reins just this week and who brings to the role not only a knowledge of Cedar and the region from his time as deputy chairman of Cedar, but also a wealth of experience in large global corporates, as well as small global and more local businesses. My task this morning is threefold. To offer you an overview of Cedar's work with our partners last year to deliver the regional economic strategy as set out in our annual report for 2008-09, a summary of which is available upstairs. To report on our refocusing, to respond to the recession and to support the upturn, and to explain that in the context of changes to the landscape of support for economic development in the UK. The context in which we face the future is one of total focus on economic competitiveness and economic challenge. We are still committed to the wider objectives of the regional economic strategy, and as you'll see from the third RES monitoring report, which is published today on our website, with a summary version that you can get upstairs. We've been working with partners to ensure that prosperity is both shared and sustainable. Indeed, every success that I will be mentioning is in partnership with the South East businesses, our local authorities, our universities, with regional and national agencies such as Job Centre Plus, the Technology Strategy Board, or the government's new regional and national economic councils. There is considerable speculation about the value of regional level agencies. But our task is not speculation, it's economic development, and we are concentrating on the business in hand. So what is our track record? Last year, an independent performance assessment of all 9 RDAs, carried out by PricewaterhouseCoopers, concluded that we'd helped create over £23 billion of additional GVA through our work in the 5 years to 2007. That's some 5 times the total investment. In the South East, with one of the smallest RDA budgets, Cedar contributed over £2.6 billion added GVA across those 5 years. We generated £5.60 for every pound that we spent. And increasingly, we're measuring our impact in these terms and learning from the interventions that deliver the most. So I'm going to describe our achievements against targets last year, our response to business needs in the downturn, our counter-cyclical and low-carbon developments, and our collaborations to strengthen the economy for the upturn. 2008-09 was the first year of Cedar's new corporate plan, addressing directly the regional economic strategy's challenges of global competitiveness, smart growth, and sustainable prosperity. The results against our core targets were strong, as you can see here. Many targets were greatly exceeded, and only one was missed. Let me give you some illustrations of what these figures mean. Some of the exceptional results for businesses, people, and places in the Southeast were driven by the challenging economic climate. Some of our companies responded by seeking new markets to safeguard jobs or create new ones. With caseloads up, our 11 investor development managers delivered over 2,800 jobs safeguarded or new jobs through inward investors here in the southeast to more than double our first target, with CEDA supporting 8,000 new or safeguarded jobs overall across many different sectors, from food production, where Davis & Davis in Gillingham, Kent, produced 139 new and safeguarded jobs in meat manufacturing in Gillingham, to advanced composite materials, for example, Crompton Technology Group in Banbury, financial services, with Merrill Lynch securing 250 jobs in Camberley, and environmental technologies, where, for example, Ceres Power in Crawley have now started manufacturing, creating 50 new jobs. Our increased support for business link providers enabled them to respond to record levels of demand too. They advised almost 145,000 businesses over the year and contributed to our support for more than 50,000 businesses. Our manufacturing advisory services support for over 1,000 of these helped them alone to generate £92 million of additional GVA through improved productivity, as well as saving costs, waste and energy consumption through lean techniques. And we supported over 22,000 people to start up new businesses. The Continuing Employment Support Service, operated by CEDA in partnership with Job Centre Plus and the Learning and Skills Council as part of a wider regional recovery plan, took on more brokers last year to support over 12,000 people made redundant across the southeast, and we helped a total of over 17,000 to secure employment. We set up and chaired task forces with local partners and national agencies to tackle the largest redundancies, Ford in Southampton, BMW in Oxford, Vestas on the Isle of Wight. And we helped people there into new opportunities with local businesses that were expanding. Businesses have been keen to retain valued employees through this recession, and our role is to help them to do so. With new flexibilities in the Train to Gain programme and a new impetus for retraining people, we supported nearly 22,000 people to improve their skills. It certainly wasn't an easy year for levering funds into development schemes, but our task was to keep up the momentum and keep employment in the construction industry. We secured over £155 million for regeneration infrastructure schemes across the southeast, and that was 90% of our target for the year, with 75% coming from the private sector. And the largest sums there went into three projects in North Kent Thames Gateway, Chatham Maritime, Northfleet and Queenborough on the Isle of Sheppey. We developed 16 hectares of brownfield land ourselves around the Solent, half of them at Woolston in Southampton, where CEDA completed the final phase of remediating this former shipyard, which is now ready for new homes and new workspace. The first phase of development we hope will start on site next spring. And we also completed the remediation of waterfront sites at Marchwood in Southampton and at Hythe, both supporting the growth of the important maritime sector, which faces a serious shortage of waterfront sites. During last year, CEDA-led projects with UKTI resulted, as Jim said, in 90 new investments in the region by foreign-owned companies, against a target of 70, not a bad performance in a recession, creating or safeguarding over 3,800 jobs over the next 3 years. One example, working with Pinewood Studios, was when we helped to secure the filming of Prince of Persia in the southeast, an investment of £72 million, one of the top returns on investment of our international activities. Whilst our core results are important, last year our main concern was to create focus and discipline in our programmes, first to understand and tackle the recession, and secondly, to strengthen the region's businesses, to go out and exploit new global markets as the recovery takes off. In August 2008, CEDA published with Treasury and the Business Department our first analysis and strategy for dealing with the recession in the southeast. We developed an economic intelligence network, which we're told has proven of enormous value, not only to ourselves, but to our partners, and a framework of immediate support for businesses. The £15 million rapid response package required a tough and fast prioritisation of our regional programmes to deliver a response to the immediate needs, particularly of small businesses. It was a practical set of actions, delivering enhanced business link services, grants for business investment, robust business development advice, help for businesses to access finance, leadership and management development, tackling redundancy and job matching with expanding businesses, assistance in trading overseas, and focused support for new inward investment companies after their arrival here in the southeast. Just two examples, our Business Link have delivered over 16,000 free health checks for businesses, one in five of the national total. And we knew early on that finance would be a key concern for companies. So before the government scheme came on stream, we launched a £3 million transition loan fund managed by Finance South East as a last resort for high growth small businesses facing difficulties in obtaining credit, from which 23 loans have been given, supporting almost 850 jobs. All of this took place within the framework of a new National Economic Council on which our chairman sits, led by the Chancellor and Lord Mandelson, a new Regional Economic Delivery Council chaired by our Regional Minister, Jonathan Shaw, and our own monthly intelligence reports drawn together from national data and input from across the region. A very clear monthly economy dashboard, the latest version of which you see on the slide, has been very well received by all our partners across the region, public policymakers and businesses alike. Both of these are widely distributed and readily available on our website. This is now a valuable part of our ability to inform and support all our partners. And we've seen the diversity and the strength of the South East economy prove very much more resilient than was expected, as Jim said. We now have a South East Financial Services Forum, which I chair, and at which we meet all the region's banks quarterly to discuss how we can keep the traditional channels of business funding flowing. And I sit on the government's Small Business Finance Forum, which brings the banks together at national level under Lord Mandelson with the business member organisations. This has really opened up the dialogue, although, of course, there is no magic wand. Each RDA has also recently created a financial intermediary service in Business Link. This was proposed by the Federation of Small Businesses and brings support to businesses whose relationships with their banks has broken down. In the over 90 cases that we've seen in the region so far, only one has been referred to the financial intermediary for follow-up with the bank. What the Business Link service has achieved in all the other cases is to help those businesses to understand the reasons for the rejection and to support the business to put stronger proposals to their lender or to alternative funders in order to seek the funding that they need. As well as understanding and reporting on economic trends and responding to the immediate needs of small businesses, CEDA identified counter-cyclical investment to maintain construction employment. And with our partners, we prioritised a number of projects, creating a platform for low-carbon growth. For example, new incubation and innovation centres provide key business infrastructure whilst maintaining development and demonstrating new standards of environmental responsibility. One example here is the £7 million investment in this environmentally forward-looking building for Canterbury Innovation Centre, which will incubate high-technology new businesses linked to the expertise and the research resources of the University of Canterbury, and support those businesses to go out and create the global markets for their new products and services. And this is a picture of what will be Enviro21's core building, the first of a series of business parks for environmental technology companies developed with our sector consortium EnviroBusiness in North Bexhill, East Sussex. This development will drive innovation forward, providing workspaces and, in this building, exhibition and meeting space for cutting-edge environmental technology companies. It's already attracted private finance into Hastings and Bexhill, not in itself an easy thing to do. Inquiries are good, and the first business park will be completed early next year. And this is a key part of the Hastings and Bexhill forward plan. Of course, it isn't just physical infrastructure which drives growth. We've also invested in enterprise training and have prioritised investment in key technologies. Just three examples. With £2 million from CEDA, Peter Jones's new National Enterprise Academy opened its doors last year in Aylesbury in Buckinghamshire. This is the beginning of a major shift to encourage young people to become the business leaders of the future and create a globally competitive enterprise culture. And we wanted to make sure it started here in the South East. With London and the East of England, we delivered £12 million of our £36 million investment in AlphaSat, leveraging private and European funding to win the contract to build the most advanced civilian satellite, supporting Edzastrium and Inmarsat. This is now bringing some 500 jobs to Portsmouth and Stevenage and new opportunities to the City of London. But it's also demonstrated, in a way the government at that time wasn't willing to do, the UK's support for space. And that's reflected this year in the European Space Agency's investment and commitment to the new Space Research Centre at Harwell. I'm sure you're going to hear more about this exciting project from Chris McLaughlin later. We contributed also to the £6 million electric mini demonstrator study in Oxfordshire. The results of this will accelerate the introduction of electric cars by testing and developing a highly skilled workforce and the necessary charging infrastructure. And other partners in this exciting collaboration are Scottish and Southern Energy, Oxford Brookes University, Oxford City Council and Oxfordshire County Council. It's just one of several pilots across the UK, and our own staff are testing five of the electric minis. Indeed, I enjoyed a test drive at the press launch in Farnborough. Global competitiveness is driven by new technologies, innovative new processes, products and services, and powerful new collaborations. And to focus intensive specialist support on the region's top 2,000 innovative and high-growth businesses, we're going to invest £20 million to December 2013 and leave a partner's investment into a new Southeast Business Investment and Growth, a new regional network of 8 innovation and growth teams. This builds on and brings together CEDA's most successful innovation programmes, the Enterprise Hubs, the Innovation Advisory Service, and the High Growth Coaching Programme. And it will reach out to another 4,000 companies that aspire to innovate and can benefit from that very powerful network. The team will cover the whole region, primarily focused on the 8 diamonds for investment and growth, and on places with significant clusters of businesses with high growth potential. They will be managed by local partnerships involving the sub-regional economic partnerships, the world-class knowledge base of our universities and research centres, the local business link, local authorities and business organisations in each area. They'll align resources of all the partners behind the sub-regional economic growth agenda. They'll provide tailored coaching, mentoring and networking opportunities to high-growth businesses of all sizes. Staffed by experienced business professionals, they will deliver 5 of the new solutions for business portfolio of products, tailoring them to the needs of each high-growth business. So this year has been about providing emergency support in recession, but also about driving innovation for recovery. We must do both together, helping businesses to get out there and create new and exploit existing global markets. In Building Britain's Future, New Industries, New Jobs, the government sets out its support for the key sectors which will drive future growth here in the UK and globally. And our job is to translate these national policies into opportunities for businesses in the South East. New Industries, New Jobs exactly matched our own approach to the new needs of a globally competitive economy facing tough enough challenges today, but even tougher international competition tomorrow. The South East is well positioned, and this can be good news for us if we work together effectively to use and build on our world-beating potential as a top exporting region with the highest value manufacturing output, a world-beating knowledge economy, a range of companies in key sectors such as environmental technologies, from the global leaders shown here on the screen to many more, a world-leading financial and business services sector. Bringing all this together to create an unmissable offer for the South East is our task. We demonstrate an excellent return on public investment in the South East, and it's that return which fuels the tax take of most of the rest of the country. We now have a very strong regional partnership board, with CEDA working alongside the new South East England Leaders Board. Together, we've already delivered successes. Clearly focused regional funding advice followed through the 3 delivery boards to drive national agencies' investment here in our region. 25 million extra funds from the Department for Transport into our new regional infrastructure fund, with the first 15 million now allocated to 2 schemes in Ashford, which will pay back into the fund and we can then recycle that money. And there is sufficient confidence in the new structures for government to ask CEDA to create new regional skills strategies, which will sit within the framework of the integrated regional strategies, to prioritise the substantial resources of the new skills funding agency for post-19 skills in the region. We look forward to beginning consultations towards a new regional strategy with workshops early next year with local authority leaders to explore key themes looking forward to 2020 and beyond. and I'd like to thank Paul Carter and all his colleagues on the South East England Leaders Board for the very constructive way in which we've been able to work together this year to set out the case for investment in the South East and to take forward the Regional Economic Strategy and the South East Plan together. To create expertise and discipline to deliver our focus, CEDA has radically restructured our own business. Recent events and cuts to our budgets have demonstrated the need for radical change, and we will be a smaller, more strategic, more agile, and more business-focused organisation. Our vision is to be the best economic development agency a top global region could have, with expert interventions, expert deal-making, and expert advice. We will focus on the infrastructure of international competitiveness and high growth through innovation and through productivity gain, understanding the potential impact on local economies, for local people, and for local businesses. We've already saved our corporate plan target of a 3.6 million reduction in our administration costs, and the new CEDA, which we expect to be fully in place by April 2010, will have considerably fewer staff. It will be characterised by close cross-team working, pulling together the expertise of different groups to deliver comprehensive, integrated and targeted development packages for businesses and bringing new opportunities to people and places across the region. The new CEDA will begin to come into place after the close of the formal consultations on redundancies on the 16th of November, just over a week away. It will have two elements: a new operations group led by Robert Crawford and Susan Priest, leading our region-wide business support programmes and delivering a new focus on high-growth sectors, and a strategy and support group led by Una Muirhead and Paul Lovejoy, which will develop our policy and economic intelligence, our links to European policies and funding, our five areas, and a smaller core of support services. This has been a time of great upheaval for everyone, and I'm grateful for the hard work of all my staff and for the support of our board and partners. We will be saying goodbye to some 70 people who have delivered a great deal for CEDA and for the South East, with energy, enthusiasm and commitment all the way through to now, and indeed to the next few months. And I'm sad, and we're all sad, to see them go, though many are moving on to exciting futures. And I'm very clear that our new structure is the right one to take forward our new mission. And I'm encouraged that many of our partners have supported it enthusiastically. Our aim will be to maximise the impact of every intervention and collaboration for local and for regional economies. To look briefly at the newest element, within the operations group, we'll bring together expert teams to work with six key high-value economic sectors where public sector interventions can make a major difference to transform and maximise inward investment, international trade, innovation and growth, covering environmental technologies, advanced engineering and marine, aerospace and defence, life sciences and health technologies, ICT and digital media, and financial services. And these key sectors have and will continue to emerge through a thorough analysis of the strengths of the university and business base, which we've worked through with the Technology Strategy Board and with our own Southeast Science, Engineering and Technology Advisory Council. Our aim is to support the region's most dynamic places, sectors and clusters with policies and programmes specific to their needs and our ability to make transformational change happen in collaboration and in partnership. Like all public bodies, CEDA has faced budget cuts and reduced or near zero receipts. Like all businesses, we need to focus and prioritise. CEDA's offer is not simply financial. Our new teams will have expertise and experience to support individual businesses and local, sub-regional and regional partnerships. We were asked by government to review and cut our plans, and a summary of the corporate plan refresh is available today. Some 250 million we still have over the 2 years to March 2011, and that's still a very substantial investment into the South East economy. We will meet all our existing legal commitments and have some funds for key business sectors which will drive the future low-carbon growth needed for international and sustainable success. This diagram shows our budgets for the three corporate plan years split between areas by the two main headings of competitiveness and growth in orange and enabling infrastructure and investment in blue. And there is a contrast in emphasis between business investment in the generally prosperous west of the region and the physical support still needed for regeneration and growth areas of the coastal southeast. The corporate plan proposals for an increasing budget for skills and sustainability projects has had to be substantially reduced, but those aims will now be met through mainstream programmes, whether by working closely with others, as through the Pathways to Zero Waste Partnership, which brings funds from the Environment Agency and the Waste Resources Action Programme, or through our sector support. Already, we have major investments planned or in train for environmental technologies, such as renewable energies and new materials in advanced composites on the R&D centres on the Isle of Wight. And the new Institute for Sustainability in North Kent Thames Gateway at Dartford, which we've led with ARUPS, will develop and demonstrate sustainable construction systems. This will have networks across the Thames Gateway and internationally, and will drive a retrofitting programme for buildings across southeast towns and cities, which we hope will lever in a major loan from the European Investment Bank. So the future is bright for innovative places and innovative businesses to grasp the world-class opportunities around us in the southeast and to produce the results that will keep the southeast a top global region in the face of tough competition. Our task is to work with all our partners to fuel that engine of the UK economy, to provide the economic intelligence, the critical interventions, and the support for productivity across the region that will enable shared and sustainable prosperity to be available to all. Thank you.